are listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Smart Gallery from PageMage. Cross-sell exactly what you want. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. We want to hear from you. Call us, 888-723-4630. We're down here sitting in the duck blind. You never know what's going to fly overhead.
I know. I have on my outfit that I wear in the duck blind.
You look so good in camo. Pink camouflage.
Pink camouflage. Guessed. Very unusual.
I can't even see you. Babe, where are you? Where'd you go?
Oh, gosh. Listen. To find the newsletter with the secret word,
yeah.
Click the group chat link on the player, sign in through community. It automatically makes you do that. Then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post, the one with the word newsletter in its title.
Yeah.
There you'll find today's secret word, and you'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe to it. So when you hear that duck quack, just in case you hear the duck quack, the first person to call in with that secret word wins the prize of the day. And Griff, tell us what it is.
Well, it's a mug. It's an eBay mug. It's a big black and white eBay mug. And what's nice about it is it's not just your regular mug. It's actually pretty fancy. I think it's pretty fancy. And you'll love it. You have to get it. What's wrong with you?
Already. Okay. We received a message from old_golfer989. That's Alan from Roscommon, Michigan.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to bring this to someone's attention.
Please.
Last night, I sold an item to an APO military address.
Right.
After I paid for and printed the shipping label, eBay directed me to the USPS website to fill out a customs form, which is great. But after I had filled all of the information in, the next page wanted you to pick out how you're going to ship the item, and then wanted you to pay for the shipping.
No, there's
which means you would have to pay for the shipping twice. So instead of doing this, I went to the post office, filled out the paperwork.
So I need to see the exact steps he went through. But on eBay, if you're using eBay to print a label, what it does is it keeps you within the flow, and it'll print out customs forms along with the label, depending on what type of item, what the value and size of the box is. When you're printing out an international first class label, you should see, it'll tell you, click here, you're going to print this out. There may be one sticky that you need to, sticky label. There may be the need for printing out on 8x10 sheets because it's going to you're going to have to cut them, and there will be copies, and you have to stick it in a plastic mailer. But it should not be taking you to the USPS website. I don't know why it did, but I need to see the steps. I can't solve that on the air. That's what I'm basically saying. So if you get an issue like that, you should actually send it in to bughunter@ebay.com. Send it to bughunter. But when you do, and this is important, when you do, you have to have as much detail to provide as possible. And that may be a screenshot. And if you can't provide a screenshot, we may actually be able to duplicate it. So I'm not in the top of my head thinking about how the flow goes. I don't remember if there's any place where there's a link. There may be someplace, a link that takes you to the USPS website as information only. But you should be staying within the flow when you follow the regular directions, and it will print out everything you need in the flow. You don't have to go to USPS.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Edward in St. Petersburg, Florida, known on eBay as Sassy O. Hi, Edward. What's your question or comment?
I think I have the secret word.
Oh, you do? Well, let's hear you pronounce it first.
This is Tufzino de Kinology.
That's close enough. You've won. You've won the black and white eBay mug that's going to be sent to you as soon as you send me your shipping address to griff@ebay.com. And if you send it today, I'll get it out in the mail first thing in the morning. What does it mean? Do you know what the word means?
The Lore of Hotels and Inns.
Yeah, that's it. It's The Love of Hotels.
Who oh, I love hotels. Yeah. What is it again? What is the word, Griff?
Xenodochianology.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like, you don't like hotels that much.
Oh, are you kidding? I love hotels.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. I don't have to clean up my mess.
I love hotels.
Consuela comes in and she says, no, no.
You do leave money under the pillow for her, right?
Money under the pillow? I leave money everywhere.
Do you leave money for the room person?
Of course I do.
Where do you put it?
I put it on the credenza.
See, I always stick it under the pillow. I was taught to stick it under the pillow.
Why under the pillow?
And you have it sticking out just a little bit. I'll tell you why.
That's not easy to do with pennies.
Let me tell you why.
What?
Guess who steals the money? The guy that comes up to check the minibar.
No.
Yes, I found this out from somebody who works in the hotel industry.
Well, I don't care who gets it. I'm just.
I do. I want the maid to get it.
Well, then
the room cleaner to get it, not the. Sometimes I do out in the hallway.
You see her out in the hallway.
Yeah. Sometimes
you hear
I do.
This, you see this.
Anyway, Edward, we really appreciate the fact that you won and that you're listening. What do you sell on eBay?
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
Hmm.
Oh, I know this, Ed. Hi, Ed.
Hi.
Ed emails me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
He's a good seller.
Edward, congratulations. Enjoy your mug.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Ed, I'll look for your email with your shipping address.
Our telephone number is what, Griff?
Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
Come in. I can't even see through the little thing because I'm so short. It could be a burglar. I love the hotels that bring it down so it's not too short.
You are the shortest woman I know.
No, I'm not.
I think you are.
No, there are four women 4'10". Melissa's shorter than I am, thank God.
Melissa
somebody
is not
in
shorter
the world.
Than you.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. So what were you asking me before I interrupted you with this?
So, I don't know. we got off somewhere. I don't know. But I do want to tell you, if you're listening to this right now, we love your phone calls at 888-RADIO-30. 888-RADIO-30. But if you do not have time to call us, we don't mind you emailing it into us on the little thing that says contact us.
Some people are shy.
Griff, we're up to 40 people registered for the event this morning.
40 people?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Knock me down and call me Shirley.
40 folks have registered so far. Oh, and E-Betsy wants to tell you this. There are about 8 people who think they registered, but they didn't. They didn't finish it. You might want to check and make sure that it went through. It's not that your credit card wasn't good. It's that some people don't click this extra thing or something. So we've got some, it's called being it's abandoned.
They abandoned their shopping
yeah.
cart.
And I will give you their first names. Maria,
all right, say it.
Maria, Cindy, and Betty.
Maria, Cindy, and Betty, go back and check.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's Betty White.
It is. I'm not going to tell you the other people, but yeah, it is.
Yeah, we Cindy love and Betty and Maria.
Betty always comes up with these great tips for us at
I
the
love
events.
Betty.
I know.
It would not be a good event if she
no,
didn't show up.
No, it would not.
Oh, dear.
I absolutely agree with you.
You have to redesign that page so that won't happen.
Something is, well, it's Constant Contact. They're usually pretty good.
They're usually pretty good,
There
yeah.
is some time. I'll get to the bottom of it,
okay.
you know, when I get home today on the show.
Well, when you register Lee, do you get an email? That tells you you've registered, a confirmation?
Good question.
Because if you didn't get your, if you're supposed to,
Betsy,
you don't get the
Betsy, call in and tell us what happens.
Betsy, call in and tell us, will you?
888-RADIO-30, Betsy. Call in and give us the skinny.
Please call us, Betsy. Please. We need the call. Call us, Betsy. Here I am, reduced to begging. I might as well go work at NPR.
No.
And
no,
if you
no.
call in now, you'll get a free mug and a tote bag.
Don't say that.
What?
You have to give a free mug and a tote bag. Say it's now, a joke. That was a joke.
It's a joke. Quote, unquote, it was a joke.
It was a joke.
Yeah. Then there were parentheses around that. There were joke parentheses.
So approximately 13 years ago, Angie Campbell of rural Westfield decided to sell an angel pin on eBay. Little did she know that her online business transaction with Australian Gail Kelsey would lead to a lasting friendship with someone who shared the same interest. Kelsey is from Chambers Flat in Queensland. We're talking about Australia here, I guess.
Yes, yes.
Campbell, age 45, said that Kelsey is just like a long-lost sister, only they live apart in two different countries.
Which is the perfect way to have a relationship with a sister.
And they have had this relationship for years and years on eBay.
Wow.
Then on November 23rd, the two friends finally met in person. Kelsey's stay at Brad and Angie Campbell's home lasted through January 4th. I knew her instantly when she walked out of the airport. It was as if we had met a million times. Angie and her husband would like to go to Australia within the next year or so. It, just a cute little story about two people who met on eBay, I think.
Well, I'm tearing up a little bit.
I like it. Hey, Betsy, what's going on? So what happens when you register for our event?
What happens when you register for our event is that you're up for a fabulous time. But also what physically happens is you get you come to a landing page that says you have completed registration, and it also generates an email to come to your inbox that you registered, of the email address under which you registered. So you will get an email sent to your email address under which you registered, and you'll be on a landing page that says, you know, congratulations, you've just confirmed your registration for the eBay Radio Party and Conference.
So if you don't get to the landing page, you haven't completed.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
And please note that one person didn't give the eBay ID. We really need your eBay ID. So she thought enough to email me, and I sent it to Betsy, yes. And Betsy's going to take care of her and add it in there.
Yeah, if you do register, yeah. That's important. You want to put your eBay user ID in there.
Please.
Yeah, we ask you for that on the line that's labeled badge name, and it says, you know, your name plus your eBay user ID, not your store name, your user ID.
Well, we can always count on eBetsy to set us straight. This open phone segment was brought to you by Smart Gallery from PageMage. Cross-sell exactly what you want. Dial us now, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630, and we will be right back with more of eBay Radio.
TerraPeak.com, the leading provider of eBay Marketplace Intelligence, presents the Pat Investigation. This is e-commerce, a gathering place for people to buy and sell stuff. That's where I come in. I'm John Tuesday. I wear a badge. It was Wednesday, and it was heating up in the e-commerce community. My partner Joe Thursday and I drove to the station to question one of the last people to see a person named Pat who seems to have just disappeared.
He just vanished, I tell you. Bought an antique gold watch on eBay, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm, gold watch.
The guy made a fortune using a thing called TerraPeak.
TerraPeak?
Yeah, TerraPeak, I tell you.
Now, you wait a minute. You come in here telling us that this Pat used this TerraPeak to make his fortune, and he vanished. Well, you listen to me. I've seen his kind. I've seen your kind. He's one of the lucky ones, not like you, not like me.
No, but you can too. Just sign up with TerraPeak. You'll see. I tell ya.
eBay sellers know they make more profits every day with TerraPeak. You can too. Sign up today at TerraPeak.com. That's TerraPeak.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 234.
Buy it now or auction. Maida Webster is known on eBay as top-rated seller Connectables. She says there are benefits for using the auction format, and what you think is ordinary may turn out to be a gold mine after the bidding smoke clears.
I run almost every one of my collectibles at auction. I'm constantly shocked by something that looks relatively ordinary. One that comes to mind, we bought a box for $10 of 9 little Chinese embroidered eyeglass holders, change purses. I put them up in 3 groups of 3 for $49.99 each. I would be thrilled with that. And they ended up selling collectively for $1,500.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Inventory Scouts. Fast and free sourcing solutions. A day without your calls is like dead air. And I mean it. So call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Hey, I got to do something.
Yeah.
I'll do this really quick. I know you would do it slower, but I just want to... Poor E. Betsy, she's been putting this in for the last, I think, 4 shows. Multimillionaires Bethany Frankel launched her talk show Bethany nationwide in September. Since then, the show has been surrounded by controversy, from difficulty getting guests to alleged feuds with her mentor, which is Ellen DeGeneres, to low ratings, to fights with guests. Bethany has been receiving nothing but bad press. Now, Naughty But Nice, Rob, and Blind Gossip are reporting that a famous talk show host, who is very open about being cheap and is having difficulty getting guests, has been caught asking her celebrity guests to sign books, perfumes, and other products promoted on the show, and then selling them on...
Ta-da!
eBay. The name of the talk show host has not been revealed, but all signs point to... You know who.
So we've just gossiped.
So now, Betsy, you can drop that one from the next
sheet. We just gossiped. Betsy wants us to gossip.
She wants us to gossip, and I'm not good at gossiping. Did you hear what she said about you know who?
Hey, you know somebody that I gossip about from time to time?
Who?
Because I love his socks and his bow ties.
Who?
Matt from Terapeak, and he's on the line with us right now.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt. What's your question? Or no, you don't have a question or comment. You have a report for us. We're having a day today.
Hey, wait. He may have a question or comment.
Hey,
after that
hey Matt. We open registration for the eBay Radio Party and Conference this June in Vegas, and 43 people have signed up so far. We're very excited.
Excellent. I saw the email about that. I'm excited. Last year was a lot of fun.
Yep. We hope to see you again.
I hope so, too.
We'll be calling you. What do you have for us today?
So January represents a lull in sales in most categories, and it can kind of feel like a time to quit eBay for some sellers. But I'm here to say don't despair, because with a little research, you can still find categories that are thriving. In fact, you'll probably find that buyers are also preoccupied with quitting right now, but it's not shopping online they want to cut out of their lives. It's things like smoking and other types of lifestyle changes we associate with New Year's resolutions. Case in point, products to help people quit smoking, like Nicoderm and Nicorette, account for $2 million in annual sales on eBay, and they belong to a minority of eBay categories that actually get busier after mid-December. Detox and cleanse products are also at a 2-year peak in sales. Now, it may come as no surprise that fitness-related accessories are also popular in January. Although the timing of this trend isn't unique, what kinds of products people seek out keeps changing each year. For example, weight management categories like shakes and drinks are more popular than they have been in years. And activity trackers show solid year-over-year improvement thanks to products like Fitbit and Nike's Fuel Band. Meanwhile, workout programs and videos show a slight decline in interest. Now, I don't know about you, but all this talk about fitness and weight loss makes me want to head to Tim Hortons for lunch. For those of you in the U.S., that means donuts.
It sure does.
To be honest, I am more of a Timbit guy than a Fitbit guy anyway.
I never heard of those donuts.
Oh, I have.
You've
not lived in Canada.
Oh, we don't have them down here.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They're good.
Matt, we love you, darling. Thank you so much for your call today.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Yeah, Tim Horton.
Tom Horton.
Tim Horton, somebody I used to know.
Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Tom.
Hello.
What's your question or comment?
No, I'm totally confused.
I have a couple of things. One is, of course, I'd like to do an announcement for our next meetup.
Okay, we need to have that kind
already
of
already sent.
We need to have you send that in to me instead of you calling in every Tuesday with
it. It's sent in, so
okay.
There it is.
We appreciate
it. Griff, I have a problem with when I go to shipping labels, so I want to see labels that I've printed, and I click on the tracking number and absolutely nothing happens, and I get a little message in the left-hand corner that says JavaScript. This has just been going on for a couple of days now. Is this part of the Java update problem?
Yeah, this is part of the Java update. So this is one time where I've been following the progress internally. I'm glad you called with this, so I'll make this as quick as possible. Java released an update three or four nights ago, and didn't give much information about it. And a lot of people downloaded it and installed it, as you would. The problem is that this update has increased the level of security. And for some websites that weren't prepared for this, their Java implementation wouldn't work. And eBay's single label print flow was one of them. There was a workaround. It was published on many sites. I saw it on Facebook. I never got a chance to publish it because by the time I was going to do it, we got a note from eBay Shipping that they had implemented the fix and that this should be working. Except if you haven't cleared your browser's cache and restarted your computer, you still be seeing the problem. So clear out the cache completely, delete all the temporary internet files, reboot, and you should be able. You should see this working now.
Okay, so that is the same problem then that I'm looking at. Even
Oh no, you weren't alone. It was a problem for me as well. It was a problem for a lot of people, millions.
Okay, one other quick question for you concerning the education program.
You've got only a minute, so make it quick.
Okay, it happened to me, and now it's happened to my wife. We were both registered education specialists, and it didn't auto renew. Now she's out of the program.
You know what?
So you got to email that to me. That's a specific So email me the issue. And this open phone segment was brought to you by Inventory Scouts, Fast Free Sourcing Solutions. Up next, The Accidental Entrepreneur, right here on eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
Let's face it, product sourcing for your business on eBay can be a real hassle. That's why Inventory Scouts offers a free business consultation for new subscribers. Inventory Scouts has product sourcing specialists specifically trained to help with all your inventory needs. Let them assist you with fast and free sourcing solutions from thousands of vendors, updated daily across all spectrums. Sign up now for your free account at InventoryScouts.com and find a goldmine of new opportunities today.
We're always searching out interesting and relevant guests for our show with the goal of helping our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the big blue Archives on Demand button. Then click on the tab that says Be a Guest and fill out the web form to apply. We'll get back to you ASAP, and maybe we'll be seeing you soon on the radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.